them donuts, ain't they?
Okay. Are there different kinds of donuts?
Well, yeah, I guess it is. Some of them cook them without, then don't put sugar on them. Some of them cook them and put sugar on them.
Mm-hmm. What about something you make up a batter and fry three or four of these for breakfast?
Well, some of the old people used to call them flapjacks, and some call them batter cakes. Just like these other names we talk about. They got so many different names for different things.
Did you ever hear flitters or fritters?
Yeah, call them flitters and flapjacks and batter cakes.
That was all the same thing?
Yeah, that's all the same thing.
Talking about how much flour might be in a sack nowadays, you might buy a sack that contains...
Well, you used to get what we call 24-pound sacks, and now you can buy it in 2 pounds or 4 pounds or 5 pounds or 10-pound bags. Buy it any way you want to put it. Now, I used to back on years ago when I was small at home, they put flour in boughs, you know, wooden boughs. They used to go in the woods and cut these white oak trees down and make staves out of it, and make these boughs out of them staves, and they'd put flour in boughs, wooden boughs, and half a bough's flour.
How much flour would be in a barrel? Maybe 50?
Well, I don't know how much was in a bough. How much do a bough help? Did you?
96 pounds in the big barrel.
96?
96 pounds.
She said 96 pounds in a big barrel. I know we used to get boughs and half a bough. And you used to get this old salt meat, side meat. They called that pickled pork. You know, it come in boughs, too. That lump salt in it and fry it. You couldn't eat it, though, less than you parboiled it and get the salt out, and then it was pretty salty.
Any other kind of salt meat besides that?
Yeah, I call it side meat. They salt it down. It wasn't pickled. They still have that kind of meat now, salt meat, and they have all kind of bacon and smoked meat now. Things has changed now. And you know, back yonder years ago, I remember when wasn't but one or two stores in Zachary. You couldn't go to stores and buy stuff like you can now. You couldn't buy chickens already dressed. You'd go up there and the country people coming out, you know, and poor people trade the chickens in for groceries. And I had a coop in the backyard behind a store. You go up there and buy your chicken. You bought that chicken. You have to take him home and clean him yourself. Well, now you don't see them all that night. You can go to the store and get them already clean.
What, this bacon, is that the whole piece of meat, or is it the sliced meat?
Well, you can get it in slabs, they call it, and all like that, and about that wide, or you can get it in small pieces. It's put up now. You get in the size you want now. You can get it worth from 2 to 3 pound slabs, and you can still buy it in them long big sides, the whole belly of a hog, you know, one side.
When it's already sliced, do you call it bacon?
Sliced bacon, yeah. You buy it in packages of sliced. Now, they put that up in 1 and 2 pound packages.
What about, do you ever hear of Midland?
Yeah. And,
What's that?
Hog, well, you ever hear of hog shitlings? That's a tripe, you know, come from the inside of the hog.
What other inside parts do you eat besides the chitlins? What other inside parts of the hog do you eat?
Well, some people take the intestines, the insides, and clean them, take that inside skin out and stuff and make sausage out of them. But that tripe is the only kind I know of they eat raw, just take it and cook it.
Do you ever hear of haslet or liver and lights or
eat the liver, but some people eat the light, but we always throw the lights away, give them to the hog, to the dogs. But I eat hog liver a lot of time, beef liver.